Thought you were part of the plan, but you're toxic. Always getting in the way, catch someone I can't stand. It's obnoxious. I was wrong when I thought you were part of the plan.
Now you're not shit.
Ain't got a hand on the wheel. I thought it that makes me nauseous.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie. This week's movie is your movie, but we will have another one of yours coming up in a month or so. So let us know if you want us to watch something. We're actually pretty depleted list-wise, so shoot us something. And no, Kurt, we're not going to watch a movie that you have to go to the night library to rent from the 1930s. We're not going to do that, Kurt. I love you, Kurt. I appreciate you listening. You've been a listener for like all 12 years that we have done this podcast. Ignore those 10 years that we didn't do the podcast.
Yeah. a little bit of a gap year in there.
I love you, man. We're not going to watch that. No. You know what we are going to watch is a dog shit movie about space. This week's episode is from at Nathan Reed. Big ups to Fat Kid Deals. Got a lamp right over there. Thanks to at Nathan Reed. Thanks, bud.
Allegedly, Fat Kid Deals is giving us all Yeti mics. That is an unsubstantiated rumor that I just started, but I've been hearing it on the streets.
I heard that
buzzing.
Too, man.
Yeah,
I heard
buzzing on the streets.
It's buzzing. It's buzzing like a rose vibrator on FKD after dark.
I heard that too, man. I mean, the first time I heard it was like 5 seconds ago, but
it's
I heard that
too. Streets are saying. It's what the streets are saying.
Hashtag sources. It is from 1998, this week's movie. It is Armageddon.
This history will never do.
There's like four Aerosmith songs in this movie. They don't really.
Is it
play
not the
them.
Same Aeros? Is it not the no. same Aerosmith song on Luke?
No, they're different. No, this is not Top Gun, where
no, right.
it's the same song every single scene.
It's arguably a soundtrack movie like Top Gun, where the soundtrack is better than the entire movie itself. But four Aerosmith songs, like they played an old one as well, and so I get the feeling that they signed Liv Tyler on, and they decide they were able to get some Aerosmith tracks on there, and they sort of built a movie around it, is sort of my sense about this movie. Armageddon, a 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's about right. 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb, 42% on Metacritic. It stars a hell of a cast.
I mean, it is
so
arguably
good.
One of the best casts ever.
Even yes. So
this cast is the 2017-2018 Golden State Warriors.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not even fair. At some point, they were just like, you want to know what? Here's Michael Clark Duncan. Oh, you don't need him, but there he is, right in the movie.
You know what? Let's throw you guys Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
You can even just have him.
That's not even the deep cuts. Eddie Griffin and hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cooper! I was literally going to say like, that, man. On. They go
Eddie
back
Griffin
to
on like
back.
A bike messenger,
yeah, like a dog.
Yeah, he's got a dog.
Meteor,
got a dog
and somehow yeah. survives it. Yeah, survives
the
meteor hit.
And then cut to the next scene. It's Mark Cooper in a cab driving.
It's Mark Curry, but
Mark Curry.
Right.
Mark Curry. My bad. I knew
Mr.
that.
Mr. Cooper to you.
Mr. Cooper, Mark Curry. I mixed it up. Fantastic. I mean, obviously the rest of the cast: Bruce Willis, Billy Bob Thornton, Liv Tyler, Ben Affleck, Will Patton's great, William Finchner,
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi again and again. He plays a creepster.
His one not Adam Sandler movie.
A genius creepster.
Oh, other than Con
Air. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Good catch. An important catch.
You know who the narrator is at the start of this movie?
Old Sir David Attenborough,
one of the most famous actors in the history of acting. He died like 6 years after this movie was made.
Rip Torn.
Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston.
Oh, God, the voice of God or something, right? Isn't that what he was? Yeah, dang.
This movie was directed by Michael Bay. Did you need me to tell you that this movie was directed by Michael Bay?
This is before Michael Bay went off the rails.
No, this was the cause of Michael Bay going off the rails.
Pretty much it.
Because it was Bad Boys. I mean, what a great inaugural movie to jump into. And then The Rock. Great follow-up. And then this led into the death of cinema of Michael Bay.
There's an argument that a lot of elements from The Rock led to this. Like, there's some stuff in The Rock that is thoroughly fucking ridiculous and doesn't make any sense.
The Rock had some substance behind it, though. Armageddon didn't have much substance behind it. That's the only difference to it.
What makes me mad, you know, 2 decades later in hindsight, is that they did not have they did not seize on the opportunity to, when they were doing the stuff with the asteroid, to just say, have someone say, welcome to The Rock. Because it'd be bad at that point, but 20 years later, oh my God, what a great line. Oh.
So are we talking about The Rock verse? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, it's a Rockiverse.
Oh, it's a connected universe. Armageddon and The Rock. Oh, I love that. I love that. Why was that not a thing?
Like Cage is probably would be in like a background as a scientist.
Yes,
at the NASA Center
San Francisco, though. Like they never showed San Francisco. I'm just saying.
No,
they're definitely there. So talk about heavy hitters. Produced by Bruckheimer and Touchstone, also distributed by Disney. So the
Did you see who was written by?
No,
J.J. Abrams.
Get the fuck out of here! Was it really?
This is the ultimate movie of like cast and production and everything.
The biggest name. This is it. You don't get bigger than this. You really don't. Show me
Bruckheimer, Bay, and Abrams together should make the greatest action movie of all time.
Bay, Abrams, Willis? Come on. How did this not work? By the way, critics hated this movie.
Like, this is Mars Attacks.
Absolutely.
The same level as that.
Mars Attacks and Armageddon are not even on the same realm.
I love Mars Attacks.
Yeah. Mars Attacks is like...
It's a comedy.
I'm not saying like the movie. I'm just saying the budget and cast that they put into it to like expecting it to be like a mega hit. I mean, Armageddon could have been a mega hit in the box office. I don't know.
It absolutely was.
On that side, yeah.
So they spent $140 million on this. Guess how much they made? It's so much.
$700 million?
It's less than that. Yeah. It's $553 million. Like... Actually, 553.7. A lot of movies don't make 700,000, so I should probably say that.
But
that's so much money.
But they threw 140 million because I know there was a good chunk of actors in this that said I wanted a new house, so I did this movie.
Are you guys saying it was the live golf of space movies?
Yes, 100%.
I would say that Star Wars, but whatever.
I read into this more. Apparently, they spent $20,000 on fixing Ben Affleck's teeth for this movie.
Oh, you could see it. Yeah, Money well spent. Money well spent.
Do you guys remember this or know the Super Bowl that the first advertisement for this movie was on?
See, 98. Would that
have been the
Dallas and Buffalo?
We got to know. It could have been the 90s. Yeah, when in 98 did this come out? It could have been a
97? Who was 97? The Giants?
It was the Packers.
New England?
Favorites. Losing to a helicopter geriatric John Elway and the Denver Broncos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They spent $2.8 million on that halftime ad. In 1998!
Holy shit.
Seriously. Like, that's probably what this goes, like an average ad goes for now. I mean, not really, but...
Money well spent. You know what they should have done? Since they made $553 million, should have spent another million on the special effects or something. I don't know. And by the way, like So I just learned that J.J. Abrams is the writer of this movie. There is no science whatsoever in this movie.
Science.
Nerdy science people, this movie
pissed off.
Actually,
an asteroid is coming in.
You know you can't have fire in space because there's no oxygen, right? There's explosions everywhere.
It snubs it out.
You know you can't have two spaceships take off right next to each other, right? you know the first one would explode. It's really hot, you see, what comes out of a space. Okay, all right. But no, I'm a nerd, you're right.
Space scientists, don't believe them. Biggest nerds ever, because they can say anything and you believe them. Because you can't go there. No one can prove them that they're wrong. Can you prove to me that they're wrong? That Bruce Willis cannot, you know, burrow into an asteroid? Can they prove it? I mean, Elon Musk says he's going to... 10 years ago, he said in 2022, people would be living on Mars. I mean, he's wrong. But can we prove him wrong definitively until we send people up there to evaporate?
You know what my favorite non-science thing in this movie was when they said that there are 10 satellites that would be able to notice this meteor coming, and the United States owns 9 of them. So they're able to hide this. Yeah. 10 satellites.
No, but
10.
I was gonna say the biggest thing for me was even in 98, there is no way they would have missed asteroids coming anywhere,
no,
being within like 100 million miles of the Earth. They know, they have known this shit since like the 70s, been able to track asteroids. And all of a sudden you're gonna be like surprised when a bunch of asteroids like start striking New York. Like no one saw these asteroids.
Paris gets destroyed in this movie. Like a meteor destroys Paris, and the people of Paris are just like chilling, drinking their coffee, like then they run away when suddenly a meteor comes out of nowhere. So nobody in Paris has the technology to look into the sky and see a gigantic meteor. Okay.
Well, I mean, if you want to poke holes into that, we can do the whole Independence Day thing. A saucer the size of the Earth is flying over LA and Will Smith. So like, wait
a minute.
It's cloudy. Weird. Yeah.
Where'd the sun go?
Where'd it go?
If only there were a way to find out this information. So good. So good. I did make a note to mention all the fiery explosions in space, too, because there was quite a bit of them.
I was going to try to avoid talking about all just the impossible things that could happen, because
I think it's fun because the movie's bad. Like, and J.J. Abrams, of all people, should know better than to write this sort of stuff. But I guess he was a different dude in the early night.
What got cut? I'm sure there was a lot of good backstory point. And stuff. It's like, what got cut? They wanted more explosions.
Do you notice how they characterized other countries in this movie? So like some of them were okay, but the quote unquote South Asian Pacific region, they really made that look like a third world country, man. Like, did you notice that?
The times, I mean, you had to go back in the 90s, especially. I mean, the growth of Southeast Asia as a whole.
They specifically mentioned Shanghai, which is a absolutely massive, sprawling, totally up to date, probably a little bit more than most of our cities, city. And they made it look like a bunch of people sitting in boats around a wok, eating rice. I'm like, dude.
I'm gonna get benefit of doubt. You know, heavy communism in the 90s there. You know, they weren't, you know, owning America at the time in the 90s. So
I'm just saying. It's a city of like a billion people. So, you know, it's not like that. And a little problematic. Anyway. Just something I noticed. Liv Tyler had a nice little run there, and this was sort of this is probably her peak, right? This so she was in her dad's music video, the one with what's her face,
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I knew one of you guys would know it. Then she was in this, and then she was in Lord of the Rings, and then
she walked through the forest.
What I miss?
No, she lived in the forest.
Oh, she lived in the forest. Of course,
she lived in the forest.
She's an elf.
Lord
bro.
Of the forest.
She's an elf, bro.
Lord of the walking.
Like a significant elf. All right.
No, she's a MILF.
See, but I think when was the first Lord of the Rings though? Then, because I think you're missing. There had to be a lot of mid to late 90s stuff that she would have got into, and I don't know how she got the Lord of the Rings gig, because she's a bad actress. This whole movie is made for bad actors and actresses.
Yes.
Like Affleck is bad at acting.
Over the top bad actors, 100%.
Buscemi did not care about this movie. He was bad.
Oh, he was going over the top character in this movie. You could tell he was not taking it very seriously.
No, I feel like
it was Billy, making like really wide swings, really big decisions, and just like didn't give a fuck. And they didn't give a Billy, fuck because this is a dumb
Billy
movie
Bob.
And they knew it.
Billy Bob kind of gave a half-ass effort as well. It was pretty much Patton and Fichtner were the only ones that gave like effort, I feel, in this movie.
Patton acted his ass off.
Like, I love how you're giving Billy Bob Thornton like the leeway to be halfway. He's the same in everything.
Yeah, and it was half of what he usually gives.
You're thinking of like Bad Santa, which was just over the top. What else is... God.
That should be your movie next week, Ski.
Bad Santa?
Yeah. What was he in? He was just in Fargo, too. He was pretty damn good in Fargo, to be fair.
True.
I don't know. When we watch these movies, I take notes just to have things that I, because my memory, that's just the way it works. If I don't take notes, I don't remember shit. And so I write stuff down. Most of the things I wrote down for this movie were the horrible science things. So I have like a whole bunch of those that we've pretty much gone over already. I don't really have anything else to say about this movie. I don't know. It's really not good. Like so again, we've talked about this before, but I guess I should say it just in case you haven't heard me say it before. But I had never watched this movie before. This is the first time.
You didn't even see this back in
never seen this movie before. This was the first time. And so I had heard, so this movie comes with a rep, you know, like people are like, oh man, 90s classic. It's up there with all those 90s movies. And then like the first inclination I had that it was going to be bad is when I looked up the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Oh, so like, you poisoned the well before you drank out of it.
Maybe,
oh,
but okay. I do this while the opening credits are happening, I'm literally writing down.
Why do you do
score.
That? Why?
Because I like to know. And I like to save myself time.
Well, you're steering yourself into...
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Not maybe. Yes, you are.
I don't go with Rotten Tomatoes every time. I haven't done that. This Starship Troopers, I gave like a 4.5, man. I don't follow the trends. Oh, if a movie's bad, I'm going to say it's bad. This movie's bad. But that was the first like inclination. I was like, wait a minute, somebody didn't like this movie? I thought everybody liked this movie. And then I started watching it, and I was like, oh yeah, this.
Yeah. Quick sidebar. You're talking about, you know, getting kind of spoiled by Rotten Tomatoes. It gets you a little jaded, right? When you guys watch a TV series, do you guys watch the like what's happening next week at the end of it?
No, not anymore. I used to. I remember I watched The Wire on Netflix discs. And so I would, so the episodes would come up and then it'd be like next week on The Wire or whatever. And I would do
Netflix
that.
Netflix discs.
No, I would do that because I'd have to wait a week to watch another episode. And it's like
Netflix will never catch on.
No, never. It's dead.
It's dead.
I know. But that's, I haven't done it in a really long time. I don't like doing shit like that.
I always have a big argument every time because my girlfriend always wants to watch what's going to happen in next week's episode. And I'm like, I don't want to know what's going to happen.
Oh, I never
want to
know. Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. No.
I don't either. That's the whole point. like to be surprised. Did she read the last page of a book?
She'll fucking look up shit about the series before it's over.
What? So she knew that Joe was a killer episode one into you. Pretty much.
If she watched that,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You guys didn't watch you? What planet do you guys live on? Do you never watch anything that's current?
What show is this?
You.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God.
What is that? Seriously.
There's been like four seasons. You guys are amazing.
I know what show it is. I just did not watch it.
What's it on?
Just whatever. Man, I don't know what you guys watch. You never watch anything current.
I'm watching Snowfall right now after I just finished Mayans.
I'm watching Disney Plus shows, bruh. And I watch the HBO shows.
Very bizarre. It's very bizarre.
Some of the HBO shows. I don't know. Is this an HBO show we're talking about?
I
believe it's a Netflix series.
It's a Netflix series.
Netflix is dead. Netflix is dead. You're still watching Netflix? Come on, man. Have
fun with Boba Fett.
I am having fun with Boba Fett.
That'll be an everlasting long show, I'm sure. In the pantheon of great shows, Boba Fett, I'm sure.
No, I'm watching Ms. Marvel, which is a Marvel show about a teenager. It's much better.
Okay. All right.
I actually like it. But to your what you brought up earlier. So I actually have a coworker who does that. He's a big comic book guy, like Marvel movies dude. And he does that. He'll go to the websites and look at all the spoilers and find out exactly what happens in the movie before he goes and sees the movie. I'm like, why do that to yourself? Like, it fucking ruins it. What's the point, man?
Watch the movie, then you could do your research and then rewatch it again with the knowledge. How about that?
Then you watch all your YouTube videos. Exactly, man. Never understand that.
So I assume because you guys only watch shows from 20 years ago, apparently, or
20 years ago,
or Disney Plus shows. You guys have not seen Top Gun Maverick, right?
No,
I have not.
You've not seen Jurassic Park Dominion, right? And you never.
I've heard that one is real bad.
Well, I mean, probably. But you guys will never watch either of those, right?
I'll watch the Top Gun one. Absolutely.
Yeah. The new Jurassic Park.
I might watch that if it's on HBO or something. I mean, fuck, I watched the Kong and Godzilla movie. I'll probably watch the Jurassic Park movie.
Jurassic World, actually. But whatever.
Jurassic World.
I'm just saying, Jurassic they got the original World. Cast back. So.
I think you'll find Chris Pratt is the star of this one, so it's a Jurassic World movie.
Sam O'Neill or whatever is probably the star of this one. But
is he? Yeah, Samuel's good. I might watch it then.
Samuel is good.
So what I will say is the thing about like the Top Gun and the Jurassic World thing is so funny to me is Jurassic World wrapped this shit up. They're like, okay, we got to finish it, right? Like, it's done. We're over it. Everyone's over it. And like, it still made more money than Top Gun, which was like 40 years later, like the biggest phenomenon ever.
You know why? Because kids aren't going to Top Gun.
You
take your kids to Jurassic
World. My oldest, his whole class went to Jurassic World Dominion yesterday.
Yep.
As a end of the year thing. I don't know.
And that's a serious. If you've seen the first two, you're invested. No, it doesn't matter how bad that third movie is. You have to see it.
Well, the second. Well, I mean, I know we're deviating from Armageddon because one liked it but me. But the thing about Jurassic World and Jurassic Park.
I do. Before we're done, you should probably say what you liked about the movie.
Armageddon?
Yes. So after your Jurassic Park.
Everything. It was a great movie. Liv Tyler, animal crackers on low ride jeans. Don't want to close my eyes.
It's shoving a handful of animal crackers in her underwear. It's
just amazing. It's just amazing. But did you guys watch the first three Jurassic Parks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Which was your least favorite?
Second one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? I don't really remember the third one.
Third one, the main dinosaur was the Spinosaurus,
right? Yeah.
You How can the main dinosaur be a fucking Spinosaurus?
The fact that I don't really remember it is probably means it's the worst one.
I'm trying to remember who the main actor is. Taia Leone.
Taia Leone. Well, see, the thing was, the second one, Sam Neill wasn't in the second one.
Right.
That's why I didn't like it. Sam Neill was in the
Goldblum,
third one.
Right? The second Goldblum one was the star. Vehicle. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bad movie. I remember that being bad.
William H. Macy, that's who was in
William H. Macy. That one was the worst. A Spinosaurus. Get out of here with your Spinosaurus. T-Rex, Velociraptors, some flying dinosaur. Follow the formula. Spinosaurus.
Keep making the T-Rex bigger in every movie.
No. Like the last, the first.
Indominus Rex. Let's go.
No. Well, so yeah, that's my point. So when the Jurassic World franchise came back in 2015, 2016, the first one was legitimately good. It was. The second one with the Indominus Rex, and they're selling them to like plantation owners and shit. So bad. Awful. It soured me so much that I haven't seen Dominion yet. I'm like, I want to see it. I will see it. But the second installment of the Jurassic World part post Spielberg was so bad. It was like
the rich guy who was like her friend, but then you find out he wasn't the friend. That was it, right?
Yeah, it was really terrible. I remember that. It was a bad movie.
Yeah.
So Jurassic World 3 or Jurassic Park 3 and Jurassic World 2, whatever the fuck they called it, trash.
Okay. Armageddon. Let's give some strong points.
Ooh, strong points.
Michael Clarke Duncan. His scene where he was singing, the movie's worth it just for that. That's a star on this movie. That's a star out of the five rating. Michael Clarke Duncan singing. All right. Also, somebody else say something.
Like I said, low-rise jeans, animal crackers, Liv Tyler. I don't want to close my eyes.
All right, come up with something else. I did fall asleep. That's a great
just
one.
Haters. Just haters. Joke, just Steve. Haters.
Yeah, that's a
I don't even joke. Like space. This movie was awesome. Yeah. I hate space.
Was space Owen Wilson, dumb. Was this his first acting gig?
Couldn't have been
because he was the most. I completely forgot he was in it. That's how forgettable he is in this movie. I don't even remember when he died. He just died, right? I didn't even see him die.
He died as part of the first crash or whatever.
Wow!
Wow!
They should have killed him off for it. He was worthless.
Wow!
We're in space.
He was like the scientist. He was supposed to be like the geologist scientist guy too. Like he could have had a role.
Wow!
Well, that ended up being Buscemi who. They sort of glossed over as two PhDs.
Right.
And then he comes up with this like insane knowledge later on about their rocks. And like, it's like, you can't, we're on fucking iron sulfate or whatever. Like, huh? Like they're NASA scientists and he's smarter than they are.
Ski, you're kind of not wrong about like how early on in his career this was.
Was it? It had to have been because he was a non-actor.
In 1996, he was Dignon in Bottle Rocket.
Bottle Rocket, right? Yeah.
That was like a independent funded like for $50,000, I think.
And that same year in Cable Guy, he was Robin's date.
Cable Guy.
And then there's a movie to see. 1997, he was Gary Dixon in Anaconda.
Oh, ooh, baby.
And then in 1998, Oscar choice, Armageddon.
Wow.
And then in Rushmore right after that. Yeah.
Wow. That was a hell of a start to a career, boys.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Ski, give us your wow.
See. Yeah, give us a
wow. I go Little Nicky with it. It's the problem.
Yeah, you do.
I just default into
Sandman.
Little Sandman
in there.
Hey guys, it just goes right to that.
Wow.
All right, let's see. Positives for this movie.
Yes.
Peter Stormare, the Russian guy, kills it.
Yes.
Fantastic guy.
He is the best, man. Yeah. I love him in everything. He's been in over 200 things.
Yeah.
Been amazing.
I can see that.
I totally agree. Another thing that's absolutely not you know, scientific or accurate is that we would be like competing with Russia and the space station. We're actually, it's a joint thing with Russia where we're both up there at all times. And there's like numerous people up there at any, okay. Sorry.
By the way, Zoolander 2 came out in 2016.
Wow.
No ref.
Wow.
I have no recollection of that. So Zoolander 2 came out while Marcus Mariota was trying to save Mark Helfrich's career. Wow.
Mariota. Say it right. Stormare in Fargo.
Justin Herbert, I meant.
Constantine, John Wick. I looked it up. Stormare, 205 things he has acted in. That's a fantastic.
Dude's legit.
He's so great.
All right, let's see. Also,
yeah, give us a positive, Keith, then we got to rate this.
Keith David was Keith David. So
yeah,
he's the, just Keith the David.
The president from Rick and Morty plays a high up position in this movie too.
But Keith David is Keith David in all movies. Is
the exactly thing. The same. Yep. All right. This is our. This is at Nathan Reed's movie. Let's rate it. It's King.
What? How many stars is it out of?
It's out of 5.
Out of 5. This five week? Stars. I thought it was out of 4.
It's not 4. No, it's 5.
I thought it was always 4. It's 5?
It's 5. Yeah, it's 5.
Okay. I'm giving it 3.7. Because even when I the sweetest thing I'll never do.
I'm giving it 1.5.
Oh, my God.
Times Affleck definitely should have died instead of Bruce Willis. Because fucking Affleck is so dumb.
All right. I'm going to give this 2.3.
Wow.
This is a bad movie. Wow.
Each of all of us, let's do 2.3 wows to close us out. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you for listening. At TSB Pod, at Jeromny, at TSB Ski. Oh, this movie's bad.
The sweetest dream will never do.
Later,
and
guys.
I don't want to miss a thing.
No, cutting this off.
Even when I die.
Bye.